In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s.
Wow, man.
Put on your bell bottoms and granny glasses, because we have a great show in store for you today. Believe it or not, my first song was composed by Burt Bacharach.
Since when is Burt Bacharach psychedelic? There has to be a catch somewhere.
Well, I didn't say it was performed by Burt Bacharach.
Oh, okay. I'll wait. I'll listen.
Let me go on.
Okie dokie.
In 1966, this song became a rock standard when it was done by the Los Angeles group Love of 7 and 7 is Love fame.
Okay,
you
whatever.
You got this blank look on your face. Okay. And actually, it reached number 52 on the American Top 40.
Oh, my God. I think that's your best one yet.
I think so.
Wow. You know why?
Why?
Because Burt Bacharach was involved.
Well, surprisingly, Mr. Bacharach publicly expressed his dislike for this version. you can form your own opinion. Here is My Little Red Book.
Goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. They danced with me. And as I held them, all I did was talk about you. Hey, Layman, I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. Oh, no. There ain't no girl in my little red book who could ever replace your charms. And each girl in my little red book knows you're the one I'm thinking of. Oh, won't you please come back? Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can love be? I need you so much. All I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. Oh no. Without your precious love, I can't go on. It's haunting me. I need you so much. All I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. All I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry.
Okay, there's just no getting over that song.
They did Burt Bacharach proud.
No wonder Burt Bacharach didn't like that song, because I didn't either.
They make a tribute to one of his songs and do it outstanding, and what do they get? Heartache. Do you realize that on March 14th, 1964, Jack Ruby, the Dallas nightclub owner who killed Lee Harvey Oswald, the accused assassin of President John F. Kennedy, is found guilty of the murder with malice of Oswald and sentenced to die in the electric chair? It was the first courtroom verdict to be televised in U.S. history.
Mm.
I like that he found him guilty of murder with malice as opposed to murder with friendship?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. But, you know, what do I know?
What do we know?
Okay.
So, my first song today brings me back to my childhood.
Oh, boy.
I'm returning back there, back in the 50s. Early 50s?
When dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Oh, God. Early 50s sounds so horrible. When my mother would read me a book before bedtime.
Aww.
My favorite book became a song when I turned 13 back in 1966. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs sang the song, and it was the group's second top 10 hit, reaching number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 in August of 1966, and it was certified gold by the RIAA on August 11th, 1966. Here's Little Red Riding Hood.
Ow! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheet suit on. Till I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
I just love bad boys. I mean, bad wolves. Ow!
That song is so bad.
I don't think so. I liked it. Did you know that Dr. Luther L. Terry, the Surgeon General, releases a report linking cigarette smoking to lung cancer and other diseases?
That was in 1964.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm sure glad we stopped that nasty habit years ago, Jim.
I know. It was in 1986 we quit smoking. And we did it together, and we're still
alive and married. I was going to kill you a few times.
Boy, it was touch and go.
It really was. And that's when we were building one of our houses at the time. And everything that could go wrong with the house getting built was like going wrong way back then. And I'm like, I was ready to explode.
Well, good thing you didn't.
And not just you, I wasn't going to kill. I was going to kill the foreman on the job. I was going to kill a lot of people that day.
Oh. Film at 11, all you people.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out, for many men of medicine, usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment? See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good-tasting a cigarette can be.
I can't believe they had the commercial like that years back.
I can't believe that either, especially Camel, non-filter, and just, oh, man.
They were raunchy.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Times have changed a little bit. But hey, looking up, though, you know, into the future, I do have a commercial with Fred and Barney, the Flintstones, you know, Flintstone fame, doing a Winston commercial.
That'll be one. We'll do that one sometime.
Coming up. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1964. That's when Lyndon Johnson crushes Republican presidential nominee Barry Goldwater with the most overwhelming popular vote in American history, more than 61%.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen to his exciting acceptance speech.
I doubt that there has ever been so many people, seen so many things alike on decision day. And with that understanding and with the help of all of them, we will be on our way to try to achieve peace in our time for our people, and to try to keep our people prosperous. I would like to leave you tonight with the words of Abraham Lincoln. Without the assistance of that divine being who ever attended us, I cannot succeed. With that assistance, I cannot fail.
Thank you, President Johnson. I needed to take a little snooze.
Oh, my gosh. He was, boy, he was Mr. Excitement, wasn't he?
It was very hard to find this one, and it didn't have very good background. And I mean, yeah. It sounded bad, but that's the only thing we could come up with. I mean, we took over an hour and a half to try to find something with this acceptance speech.
It's hard to believe no one wanted to save that speech for posterity.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Bank, the only bank this side of the Nile that offers our famous Goodyear account for people who write rubber checks.
That's a good one.
Isn't that the bank that we deal with? Mm-hmm. I think so. Or we're going to have to start shortly. But.
Exactly.
Well, anywho, Nancy's last song was a testament to the songwriting genius of Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, who also gave you the song Woolly Bully, which is another classic.
I like that one, too.
You know, I actually like that song, too.
I do, too.
It was stupid, though.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I know it's hard to top Little Red Riding Hood, but I'll try with my next song. Surrealistic Pillow was a second album by the Haight-Ashbury group Jefferson Airplane, and it was released on February 1st, 1967. It is the first album by the band with vocalist Grace Slick. Oh, she was so good. She really was.
She was slick. Can't help it.
Now listen to this. The album, it's not the single, the album peaked at number 3 on the Billboard album chart. Aha.
Where was the single?
I don't know.
Exactly.
And it has been certified a gold album by the RIAA.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
All right. Here is a cut from that album, Plastic Fantastic Lover.
Sign. You could say she has an individual style. She's a part of a carnival time. Super steel lady, chrome colored clothes you wear, cause you have no other. But I suppose no one knows you're my plastic fantastic lover. Never shuts off, is nothing but a used machine. Her aluminum finish, slightly diminished, is the best I ever have seen. Cosmetic baby, plugged into me, and never ever find another. And I realize no one's wise to my plastic fantastic lover. Electrical dust is starting to rust, her trapezoid thermometer taste. All the red tape is mechanical rape of the TV program waste. Data control and IBM, science is mankind's brother. But all I see is draining me on my plastic fantastic lover.
To tell you the truth, I was a little worried about that song title, knowing you, but I kind of get a robot?
A robot. It was the 60s, the space, the race, and robots and everything. Mm-hmm. Don't think about it too much. Oh. It's a Jefferson Airplane song. Don't think about it.
That was stupid. But enough of that, because it's getting late here, so I better play my last song before it's midnight. Joey Powers was an American former pop singer and songwriter. His song reached number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 in early January 1964. Powers had no further hits and is known as a one-hit wonder.
Really?
Yep. And he later became a booking agent, recording studio owner, and a record producer and a church leader. Wow, from recording to a church leader.
Busy, busy, busy.
Wow. Here he is singing Midnight Mary.
Meet me at Midnight Mary, same place we always go. Meet me at Midnight Mary, and don't let anyone know. Don't let anyone know. Your daddy says I'm a bad boy, and you've no future with me. So we can only get together by meeting secretly. Meet me at Midnight Mary, same place we are.
go. Meet me at midnight, Mary. And don't let anyone know. Don't let anyone know.
Just got a job on the railroad. The work is hard and long. But I'm gonna build us a future and show your daddy he's wrong.
Meet me at midnight, Mary. Same place we always go. Meet me at midnight, Mary. And don't let anyone know. Don't let anyone know.
Soon as I have some money, for a home and everything, we won't have to keep it a secret that you've got my wedding ring. Meet me at midnight,
Mary. Same place we always go.
Meet me at midnight,
Mary.
You know, I can really identify with that song. Your father hated me. He really did.
I know. Hey, did you know that in 1964, a gallon of gas cost 30 cents?
No.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, I wish I lived in that era right now. And I go through a lot of gas in my car.
That's true. You do.
I do. I'm always on I-90 going out to Hoffman Estates.
Okay.
So...
Well, sometimes you just have to pull yourself up and be a man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, or as I like to say, suck it up, buttercup. My last song today is by the Yardbirds. It was originally done by Bo Diddley in 1955, and over the years has been covered by various bands, including Spencer Davis, The Who, and Tom Petty, just to name a few. It peaked at number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100, and was actually recorded at the Chess Studios in Chicago. How about that, huh?
I didn't know that, but I don't even know where that would be. But 17, that's pretty good. You're getting up there.
I got to stop that.
This is going to be a good one, I can tell.
And it was the only song I was allowed to sing when I was a member of the Mighty Town Criers Garage Band.
Oh, my God, they let you sing?
Well, if you listen to how well you have to sing to do this song, you'll understand.
Oh, I got it. Oh, then this is going to hurt my ear. My ears are going to bleed because I've heard you in the shower. And I said, cut it out. The first day after our marriage, I says, no singing in the shower.
You're mean. Anyway, enjoy the Yardbirds' 1965 version of I'm a Man.
I'm a man.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune. You say.